Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans, the 5th chapter. Therefore, brothers, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Praise, mercy, and peace be unto him from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for today's meditation is recorded in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. I just want to read the first few verses. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into his grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. This is the text. We are continuing in the season of the church year, Lent. In our 40-day journey, we look at, examine, and explore our Lord's suffering and death, in addition to our sinful condition, and even the Lord Jesus to be our Savior. It is a time where we explore in self-examination, our need for redemption, in and only through Jesus. So in a small way, it seems rather counterintuitive that we are presented this morning with Romans chapter 5, where in the darkness from my palm that is hanging over our lives, this text is filled with pure, colossal joy. From an initial Lenten perspective, it's not necessarily brutally contemplative. Romans 5 is certainly not pointed at us and intended for necessarily self-examination. It declares who we are, justified, and at peace with God. There is really no sense of a journey, certainly not a part of this 40-day track in our text today. But I am reminded that on long journeys, there is a need to intentionally stop and rest. I am reminded of Stephen Ambrose's book, Undaunted Courage, where he describes a Lewis and Clark expedition guided through the mountains. They travel, but they travel not from one end of the mountain to the other, but from one oasis to the other, one break in the arduous, tough journey. And there they find rich grass for the horses, fresh water, and a place to rest in safety. This text is an oasis, not only during the Lenten journey, but a respite from all the challenges that life throws at us as we pilgrim our way home to heaven. The beautiful power and weight of Romans 5 is really rooted in the first word of the first verse. Therefore. So before we go on to the rest of the verses, we need to look at and precisely to Romans chapter 4, where Paul writes, "It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith," and so on. So we are saved. We are brought into the beauty of Romans 5 exclusively in and through the activity of Jesus. We are here because of his death and his resurrection. This death for all humanity,
transforms and changes us. It emboldens us. We navigate through the challenges of life, led by the Holy Spirit and confident in Jesus' redemptive work. There is strong confidence that we are in the here and now of God's presence. So much so that regardless of our current circumstances, we go through life from here on out where we have an abiding and continual hope, not in ourselves, but in Christ Jesus. We are a people justified by faith. We are united in peace with God through the Lord Jesus. Through faith, we have access to God. For us, the child of God, redeemed under Christ, we are set apart. We are holy. Not that we have won these. It's given to us as a gift. The people of God are a people of hope because of Christ's death on the cross. Now, wow, the world needs to hear this good news. Our culture is in desperate need of help. We are a nation morally on life support, and it's not looking good. We reside in a world of great and growing hostility. We are a divided people. And it seems to be getting worse. We have become suspicious of our neighbors, our government, and family members. It is my understanding that even Dr. Seuss is held under suspicion and is on the outs. Have you noticed that? We bring suspicion and mistrust into politics, commerce, and now the author of Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss, is null and void. Now, if not careful, and left to our own devices, and relying on our own coping skills, we would be in a desperate state, an unthankful and ungrateful people, strong feelings of abandonment from God and abandonment from God and man. We are a church, or individual Christians would not and could not be that beacon on a hill, but rather a negative, dim bulb. Then we hear these words, promises, hope, comfort and healing. Romans 5, verse 1 again. Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is beautiful. What words of comfort for the child of God. Wow! Peace with God. Access into His grace. We later read that all the foibles and pitfalls and nonsense, the threats of the world and sin in our flesh, that all those things that are being thrown at us pale when we stand as a people redeemed by Christ the crucified. Paul concludes with the concept of hope, a real, everlasting hope, rooted in the justification by grace through faith won for us by Jesus. See, Paul, through the Holy Spirit, declares that we are a changed people. We are transformed and different than what we are without Christ. I mean, look at a reality. As redeemed children of God in Christ Jesus, as forgiven and restored, we take time to acknowledge and say, thank you. Thank you first to our Lord Jesus for His coming into the world to redeem us. We hear God's law and are reminded of our fallen humanity and sinful condition. Helpless, pathetic, beat up, tired, authors of our own misery and threadbare due to our fallen condition. We are sinners. We are miserable for it and deserve nothing but death. We are not abandoned. God comes to us and saves us from eternal death. The Christ of God takes on the form of the servant and is the sacrificial lamb. Christ Jesus took our sins, all of our sins, and nailed them to the cross. We are forgiven, redeemed, and restored to life everlasting. So we are indeed a thankful people. In 1523, Luther lectured on the joy of the Christian, and he is focusing on Romans chapter 5, and especially the words of verse 2. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And this is what Luther said. When we have received the Holy Spirit through faith, we are immediately justified by this very faith, apart from any work of our own, by the gift of God alone, and we feel peace and a good conscience toward God, and exclaim in joy and security, Abba, Father. There is no more fear of the wrath of God or servile flight from it, but filial access to God through the grace in which we stand. We join in the confession of sins and receive absolution. Wow, sins forgiven. How comforting. We are assured pardon and peace and the forgiveness of sins by the blood of Jesus on the cross. As redeemed under Christ, we need to hear these promises. Due to our fallen humanity, it is essential to recognize God is in control of every aspect in our life. During this penitential season of Lent, we are called to see who we are in the eyes of Christ, what he has done for us, and reflect on our justification by grace through faith. Now, you have a mission. You have purpose. The Lord God is not finished with you yet. The harvest is rich. We must engage society. We must lovingly confront the world and point the way to peace, hope, and salvation. We do this in the Lenten season where we focus and contemplate the Lord's death and resurrection. We see also his great love for us all. Our journey is not an arduous, painful 40-day experience. Rather, our life, regardless of its span of years, is joyful. Because we walk with Christ beside us, Christ to our left, Christ to our right, Christ behind us, and Christ in us. How we are at peace. Redeemed. Loved. Forgiven. And never alone. And we ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Eastern District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Jonathan and Deaconess Cheryl Nauman, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.